The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. This is episode 163. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Also, leave a comment below. If you're on the audio side, take a moment, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. It helps us out a whole lot, helps us go up in the rankings, helps us to reach more people. And as you all know, we need to share this information. So I look forward to hearing from you. If you do leave a 5-star rating and review, send me an email. My email is in the show notes and I'll reply back with a free training on how to find and analyze rental properties. So looking forward to hearing from you. I'm excited about this solo episode. This is in response to a couple of posts that I made on Instagram about the top 10 cities people are looking to move to and the top 10 cities people are looking to move from. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. This article was from Redfin. And just a disclaimer, this does not reflect actual moves. This reflects the search activity on Redfin's website. So for example, if you live in LA and you're looking to move to Texas, that's the type of data this article tracks, and that's how they came up. They came up with these rankings. So definitely interesting information. You know, there's people talking about SEO, what people are searching for and things of that nature. So although it doesn't reflect actual moves, I think it's very telling because it lets you know where a good number of people are looking to go. And as an investor, that's always helpful. So the way we'll do this is I'll talk through the top 10 cities people are looking to move to. And there's some interesting information regarding some of those on that particular list that I'll share. And then we'll finish up talking about the top 10 cities people are looking to move from. And then I'll share some additional thoughts that I have about this in general. All right. So let's jump right in. So the first city, number one, that people are looking to move to is Miami. And interestingly, New Yorkers are number one in terms of searching for Miami real estate opportunities, followed by Washington, D.C. and Boston. The second city people are looking to move to is Phoenix. Folks from Seattle have led the way in terms of searching for Phoenix real estate opportunities, followed by L.A. and Tucson, Arizona. The third city that people are looking to move to is Vegas. And not surprisingly, L.A. homebuyers are looking for Vegas opportunities at a higher rate than anyone else, followed by San Francisco and Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, I thought that was pretty random, but they're third in terms of looking for real estate opportunities in Las Vegas. And Sacramento is next. And San Francisco homebuyers, not surprisingly, were number one in looking to move to Sacramento, and followed by Los Angeles and Chicago. Number five is Tampa. New York home buyers led the way in searching for Tampa real estate opportunities, followed by Washington, D.C. and Chicago. Up next is Orlando, Florida, followed by another city in Florida, Cape Coral, Florida. Number eight is Dallas, Texas. Number nine is Sarasota, Florida. And number 10 is Houston, Texas. So one thing I want to point out is that half of this list is places in Florida. And over the last several years, I've read countless articles and data of how many people are moving to Florida. So Florida seems to have been on fire the last couple of years, which I think is pretty interesting. And one of the things I was thinking about as well is, you know, as people are searching in Redfin, I'm wondering if those are folks who actually are looking to live in those areas or if they're looking to invest in those areas. You can't really tell from this data, but I'm curious about that. And there was a comment about that on the post on Instagram, which I definitely agree with. So next, we'll talk about the top 10 cities people are looking to move from. So number one is San Francisco. As we all know, San Francisco is pretty unaffordable for the average person and probably the most one of the most expensive places in the world, or if not, at minimum, in the country. And so we all know what that's all about. I mean, it's written about all the time. Up next is New York. That's pretty self-explanatory as well. I'm not surprised to see New York ranked highly on this list. And then coming in third is LA, number three city people are looking to move from. Not surprising at all. There seems to have been a mass exodus from California altogether over the last couple of years. Number four is Washington, D.C. And number five is Chicago, which I was a bit surprised by. I know Chicago, from what I know, is relatively affordable. So I'm surprised to hear people are looking to leave there. Number six is Boston. Number seven is Seattle. And number eight is Louisville, Kentucky, which I'm actually surprised by. I didn't expect to see them on a list like this. And so I'm wondering what some of that rationale is for those who are looking to move on to other places. And then Denver and Hartford, Connecticut round out the list. And so this type of data is very interesting. And I encourage you all to look into these type of things, right? So as you're figuring out your investment strategy, as you're figuring out where you want to invest, especially if it's outside of where you currently live, it's incredibly important for you to stay on top of the trends. You should know a lot of these things. So what jobs are coming? What jobs are leaving? How many people are leaving each year? How many people are coming this year? One thing you want to steer clear of are cities that are having a mass exodus of people leaving year over year. I think some level of decline is normal. A slight decline year over year does not necessarily mean everyone is running away. It could still potentially be a good real estate opportunity with high demand for rentals. However, you want to steer clear of places that have a mass exodus of people. Something else that I want to talk about is you might be interested in investing in some of these cities that have been listed as places people are looking to move to. And something I want to tell you is that you may not necessarily be able to afford a rental property in the actual city, but you might be able to get something 30 minutes away, an hour away. Try to figure out and research places where people live. Maybe they commute into the city for work, or places surrounding the main city that may have some good investment opportunities that perhaps are not completely tapped out yet. So that's something else that you want to consider. And as an investor, this information is incredibly important and is some of the factors that you're going to decide when thinking about how to invest. And there were a couple of people who made comments like, you know, stop moving to Dallas, stop moving to Florida, it's getting expensive here for us. I encourage you to think about how you can participate in what happens when an influx of people come to a city. If you own a home, maybe you have an extra room. Maybe you have a basement that you can make into a rental unit. Maybe you have a garage that you can try to convert into an apartment. And obviously you have to check with the city and see what that would look like. But these are all things to open your mind up a little bit. Maybe you want to build an accessory dwelling unit, or what's called an ADU for short, if you have enough land. In many cities, you know, the city is allowing people to do these a lot easier than they used to before. Of course, you need to do your research and check those things out, but try to think about how you can take advantage. What programs are in the city? If you live in a city and you want to invest there, what programs are there that help people to buy properties? What kind of grants are out there? What kind of incentives are there for buying in certain neighborhoods? These are all things you want to think about and look into, especially if you realize that you are living in a growing city, all right? So definitely things I want you to think about, you know, as you grow and develop your investment strategy. And I'll do my best to continue sharing these articles out either through episodes or on Instagram or through email, just of what's going on and what you need to know. All right. So again, I encourage you, do your research, make sure you understand the trends in the city that you want to invest in. Make sure you understand what jobs are there. You know, what is sustaining the economy? What kind of investment is the city making into infrastructure and things of that nature? Those are all good signs of a city headed in the right direction. And again, if you live in a city that is seeing an influx of people, consider how you might be able to take advantage and participate in the upside of the city. And then lastly, just to recap, if you see a city on this list of where people are looking to move to, you don't necessarily have to invest in the city itself. You might be able to find some good opportunities outside the city in within a drivable distance with within a reasonable time frame of the main city. All right. So that's all I got for you today. Comment below if you're on YouTube. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. If you're on the audio side, make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review and send me an email with a screenshot of your 5-star rating and review. And I'll reply back with a training on how to find and analyze properties. Thank you all so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.